He had been 50 when he came here, a good many years ago. At least 25, and that might be a big underestimation. Time was goofy on this side, just like direction, and you were apt to lose both quickly. Some folkin lost their minds as well, and if they ever lost the sun machine for good, the top of the pimple bulged, trembled, burst. Ah! A glut of bloody pus leaped from the site of the infection, splattered onto the mirror, and began to drool down its slightly concave surface. Pimley Prentice wiped it off with the tip of a finger, turned to flick it into the Jakes, then offered it to Finley instead. The Taheen shook his head, then made the sort of exasperated noise any veteran dieter would have recognized, and guided the master's finger into his mouth. He sucked the pus off, and then released the finger with an audible pop.
"Shouldn't do it. Can't resist," Finley said. "Didn't you tell me that folkin on the other side decided eating rare beef was bad for them?"
"Yar," Pimley said, wiping the pimple, which was still oozing, with a Kleenex. He had been here a long time, and there would never be any going back, for all sorts of reasons, but until recently, he had been up on current events. Until the previous, could you call it a year, he'd gotten the New York Times on a fairly regular basis. He bore a great affection for the Times, loved doing the daily crossword puzzle. It was a little touch of home.
"But they go on eating it just the same."
"Yar, I suppose many do." He opened the medicine cabinet and brought out a bottle of hydrogen peroxide from Rexall.
"It's your fault for putting it in front of me," Finley said. "Not that such stuff is bad for us ordinarily. It's a natural sweet like honey or berries. The problem's thunderclap."
And, as if his boss hadn't gotten the point, Finley added,
"Too much of what comes out of it don't run the true thread, no matter how sweet it might taste. Poison, do you?"